Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Wednesday, May 20th, 2020. A new internet platform is to help Berlin maintain the capital's tree population. An interactive map at giesdenkiez.de, loosely translated "water the neighborhood," shows how much water each tree needs and when it was last watered. The site was created by the innovation network CityLab, where creatives and developers work together with authorities and citizens on projects. The lab is organized by the Technologiestiftung Berlin. Citizens can enter on the map when they themselves have watered a tree and also subscribe to specific ones in order to receive regular information about their watering needs. The map lists a total of 625,000 of Berlin's trees. Because it hasn't rained sufficiently recently, many trees in the region suffer from drought stress, have fewer leaves, and sometimes shed branches. On the occasion of the Tag des Bäumes, or Day of the Tree, on April 25th, the Berlin Greens had already called on the population to water roadside trees on their own initiative. Torgut Altug, nature conservation policy spokesperson for the Green Party, remarked, quote, "Right now, the trees need a lot of water to get through the summer healthy. No matter whether you use a watering can, garden hose, bucket, or cooking pot, every liter helps." And added that 50 million euros more has been set aside in the budget for the care and watering of trees, parks, and green spaces. Quote, "The money is there and must now be spent by the districts. But it's also clear that the sufficient irrigation of the more than 433,000 street trees during the drought is a big challenge. Especially for younger, newly planted trees, the lack of water can be fatal. To prevent this, they should be given at least 2 to 3 buckets of water per day." According to the Senate Department for Social Affairs and the City Mission, the 3 Berlin all-day facilities for the homeless opened in the wake of the corona pandemic are being well utilized. Per the administration spokesman Stefan Strauss, the converted youth hostel with 200 places on Kluckstrasse was full after only 4 days. The Kältehilfe facility on Storkauerstrasse with 100 places is also in great demand. Senator Elke Breitenbach visited that facility on Monday to make the point that homeless people must not be abandoned at this time. Those utilizing the facilities not only receive warm meals and sleeping places in the accommodations, but also social counseling. Spokeswoman Barbara Breuer said that the demand for the 106 places of the city mission on Lehrterstrasse is also high. The 16 additional quarantine spaces, however, have not yet been needed. The monthly costs for the 3 facilities total about 851,000 euros and are paid by the state of Berlin. About 2,000 people were registered on Berlin's streets in the first homeless census in January of 2020. According to the administration, these people are particularly at risk during the corona crisis, as they have no shelter and many belong to a health risk group. Therefore, the Berlin Senate decided in March to create all-day accommodation facilities for the duration of the pandemic. The Fernsehturm will reopen Friday, May 22nd, after a 2-month break, as announced by the operator of the viewing platform and the revolving restaurant yesterday. Managing Director Christina Au explained, quote, "We've developed a thorough hygiene and visitation concept that, on the one hand, does not diminish the experience of the highest view over Berlin, but on the other hand, meets the official requirements and protects both guests and our staff. The walkways, as well as disinfection and hygiene precautions, were designed in accordance with the official requirements, including a reduction in the number of visitors. The opening hours and food and drink offers have also been adapted to the requirements." Masks have been compulsory on local public transport since April 27th. The BVLG expects that this regulation will not be abolished anytime soon. Rolf Erfurt, the state company's executive board member, told the Berliner Zeitung, quote, "I assume that the mask requirement will continue to apply for many months to come. He added, however, that bus drivers will soon begin selling tickets again, but didn't disclose a specific date. Although the voluntary wearing of an everyday mask could help to reduce the transmission of infected droplets or aerosols when coughing and speaking, some physicians believe there is danger in wearing them, as some might wear a mask for security and then neglect effective protective measures such as keeping their distance and washing their hands. Some transport politicians also expressed their opposition to masks. Stefan Gelpar, member of the Green Party in Berlin, believed that mandatory masks would, quote, frighten off passengers, and added that he believes it's more important to create additional capacity, more space to keep a distance, and to lure lost customers back with a €365 year ticket. On the other side, Tilman Heuser from the Berlin branch of Friends of the Earth Germany, or Bund, stressed that making masks mandatory is important for regaining passenger confidence, stating, quote, wearing a face mask can reduce the risk of infection for others. If the risk is reduced, the attractiveness of trains and buses will increase again. The BVLG still considers the compulsory wearing of masks to be sensible, as Erfurt has now emphasized, stating, quote, the fact that all passengers have to cover their mouths and noses was the right decision in our view. Our employees report that on average 90% of passengers comply with the obligation, which is a high percentage. However, this good compliance rate does not apply at all times of the day and night. He added that the later it becomes, the more people ignore or refuse to comply with the rules. Despite this, Traffic Senator Gunter remarked that the Senate is still reluctant to fine those not wearing masks, commenting, quote, we will only think about a fine if, contrary to the first good trends, the observance of the requirement does not continue to progress positively. If you like our podcast, you can help others discover us by liking and sharing our episodes on social media. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter, where we occasionally post updates on breaking news. We are taking off for the holiday tomorrow, and we'll be back on Friday. Thanks for listening.